So, בעזרת השם, we are in Torah Lamed Gimel. Torah Lamed Gimel, second paragraph. וצריך לדעת, and we should know, שמלוא כל הארץ כבודו, that the world is full with the honor of Hashem יתברך. ולית אתר פנוי מיני, and there is no place that is empty from Hashem's being. ואיהו, and he, Hashem, ממלא כל אלמין, is filling all of the worlds, וסובב כל אלמין, and he covers all of the worlds, surrounds all of the worlds. ואפילו מי שעוסק במסע ומתן בעקום, and even if a man that is business is with the non-Jews, with the nations, לא יכול להתנצל ולומר, he cannot apologize and to say אי אפשר לעבוד את השם יתברך, that he cannot serve השם יתברך מחמת אביות וגשמיות, because the thickness and all of the materialistic of this world שנופל תמיד עליו, that is falling on him always, מחמת העסק, because of the business שעוסק תמיד עמהם, that is working with them. כי כבר גילו לנו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, because our holy rabbis of all of the generations, holy righteous people, they told us שבכל דברים גשמיים, that in all of the physical things, ובכל לשונות העקום, and in, even in the languages of the nations, יכול למצוא בהם אלוקות. You can find Hashem יתברך in them. כי בלא אלוקותו, because without him, without Hashem יתברך inside of all of those things, אין להם שום חיות וקיום כלל. They don't have no life and no being at all, no ability to stay, to hold. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written in the book of Nehemiah, ואתה מחיה את כולם, you are reviving everyone. Just what?
You give life to everyone.
You give life to everyone. Levad. But what's the difference between the places? Shachiyut ve'elokut hazeh, that power of life, that elokut over there in those places, sham, betzimtzum gadol, is in very small amount, uve'mi'ut, only a little bit light there is in those places. רק כדי חיונו, להחיותו ולא יותר. Just only what that he have to receive, all of those non-Jews, all of the nations, all of the other details and parts of the creation, just to give them life and not more. כי הקדוש ברוך הוא, because הקדוש ברוך הוא צמצם את אלוקותו, he, I say צמצם,
constricted.
אז הקדוש ברוך הוא constricted himself בצמצומים רבים ושולים, in a lot of ways, מראשית המחשבה, from the beginning of the thoughts. What is the thought? The beginning of the thought, this is the point of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he had, that he wanted to create the world, עד נקודת המרכז של עולם הגשמי, until the center of the physical world, ששם מדור הקליפות, that over there the husks are staying. See, Rabbeinu is revealing to us that the beginning of the thought, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's written רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא להיטיב לנבראיו, this is how it all started, that הקדוש ברוך הוא, that is all good, he wanted to do good things to his creations. You can see from here Rabbeinu is defining that place as the highest place of them all. So you see that the will of the man, this is the highest part of his being, the will. Like we said before a few times, if there is a man that sits and learns and he doesn't want to learn, he hates it, but he's doing it because he's afraid of his father, because he, I don't know what. Let's say that he is afraid from the police and he's hiding in a Beit Midrash and he's acting like that he is one of the Avrachim, but just because he runs away from the police. Toda rabba. Thank you very much. So actually all of his limud doesn't count at all. Why? Because he's not really learning. He doesn't want to be there at all. He's just playing, and he can learn pages of Gemara like that. It won't count as a limud. Like we learned on Rish Lakish, that when Rish Lakish accepted on himself the yoke of Avodat Hashem, of Torah and Mitzvot, it counts even before that he learned one verse. So the will, this is the thing that counts. And everyone should work on that to develop awareness to his own will. Like Rav Shalom explained it yesterday in the Shi'ur in an amazing way. How a man should do all of his tshuva process. That all of his tshuva is always to start with your will. To check what you wanted, what do you want to do. I thought a few days ago with a man that told me that he don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him to do tshuva, because actually he was a sinner and he was doing horrible things and he doesn't remember those moments of I don't know what good things that he made, that probably those were the moments that brought him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked and said no, but he was righteous, he never saved no one's life, he didn't give a lot of charity, he just was a normal crook. And suddenly he found himself in the Midrash, sitting and learning Torah. So I told him, it's all wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking and checking the will of the man. It can be that a man gonna sin a certain Avera, and from that Avera that he just committed, he's gonna grow and gonna climb. Because he hated that sin. He didn't want it to do that. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he don't like it, doesn't like it, that he hates it, that he rather to be in somewhere else, totally else, even if he doesn't have that concept of being somewhere else, just he hated himself in that moment, for him it's going to be such an amazing kaf zchut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take him out from that place. And there is no doubt that man and each and every one of us came to this place because of our good will. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu checked it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at it, and tested us again and again, and when it was very clear and obvious that really we are good, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed us to see results. First of all, it's happening in the will, inside. Like Rav Shalom said yesterday, the will is something that you can control. It's something that you can change in a minute. And then on the spot, you can change. The will is under your control, is in your hand. What you want, what you don't want. You can work on your will. Physical actions, behaviors, those are things that take time to work on yourself until you're going to convince your body to be surrendered and to act right and not to answer back. It's a process. There are things that you're going to fix in 5 months. There are things that you're going to fix in 5 years. There are things that can take even more. Depends on the horse. Depends on the rider. Depends on a lot of things. Can be that you're too lazy and you're going to work only a little bit and you're going to drag that problem for years. Can be that you're going to be mamash determined, nachush, to work and to put a lot of effort, and in a short time you're going to achieve huge things that for other people, even if they're working, it takes a few years. And for you, like Rav Shalom said, that for him the tshuva process took 1.5 years. Mean that after 1.5 years it was already frightening to look at him. I'm telling you for sure, I wasn't there. I don't know if there is someone from our environment that was there in those days. But for sure he was a big tzaddik already then. 1.5 years after being a total chiloni. Breaking Shabbos, eating in Yom Kippur, women, parties, everything. No netilat yadayim, nothing, no mitzvot at all. All of the avonot that exist. But the will counts. And Kadosh Baruch Hu see that you want something, this is it. On that we need to work. On that. To bring our will outside. Because you have that will inside. It's not that now you need to work on having your will. The effort that you should do is to develop awareness to feel your will. Like Rav Shalom said yesterday. If you're going to check yourself, going to sit quietly, separate yourself from life, from your obligations, from what you want to achieve, from all of your needs, from all of your problems, from your past, from your plans for the future. Separate it all. Just be alone for one moment from everything. Cut yourself to the side and put yourself alone with Hashem and ask yourself, what do I want to do? Do I want to be good or bad? You're going to say good. I want to be a Talmid Chacham or an Am Aretz Talmid Chacham. I want to hurt people, to insult people, or I just want to do good. I just want to do good. I want to be cheap or I want to be generous. I want to be generous. I want to be cruel or I want to be sensitive. And you're going to choose only good. So this is you. So this is your will. And every Jew is going to answer that list only in a positive way. Because you have a soul, you have a neshama. If now you're going to ask about the non-Jews, maybe a non-Jew also going to answer that. Maybe. Maybe. If you're going to say yes, so he's got a chance. If you're going to say no, like that we know that there are a lot that are going to say no. Also. If they're going to sit between them to themselves alone and going to think, they were not going to come to that conclusion that they want to do only good. I'm not telling about all of them. I'm saying there are. There are non-Jews that were not going to write only positive, yes, I want to do only good. No, not at all, they're going to say. Right, Eliyahu? You know, a few like those? Still hopes on himself. But Jews, you have a neshama. The Jew, he's got a soul inside of him. And from the moment that you have a soul inside of yourself, that soul, it wants only Hashem. It's part of Hashem. Maybe we're not aware to our soul. We don't understand that we have that soul. But we have it. And if you have it, it wants only Hashem. And we need to learn how to bring it out. How to let it speak. How to let it talk. How to let it levate itself, express itself. And that we're doing in Ibadadut. We need to allow ourselves to talk from a positive. Maybe you're going to feel that you're, I don't know what I'm calling it, a sissy, a wimp. Imaginations. You're going to feel like a woman, you're going to feel that now you're talking and nonsense and it's not serious, it's not real, you never heard a Rav talking like that, you don't know. You don't know. Rav can find him lying on the floor crying to Hashem Yitbarach like a baby. Begging to Hashem Yitbarach, begging. Accepting all insultings and crying, please, Moshe Olam, and begging. And flattering. Machnif, flattering to Hashem Yitbarach, and please, and I know that I'm not worthy, and begging, and humiliates himself. And then, when you're doing it, suddenly you feel the real power of your neshama, real power from inside. All of the ego and all of the power that a man needs to be tough and strong. This is actually the nature of a female. That she's afraid, that she's vulnerable, and now she's attacking, fighting back, and kicking, and cursing, and I don't know what. A real man, he admits on the truth, and he can admit that he's sensitive, and that he cares, and that he's Rahman, he's mercy, and that he loves, and that he's excited, and that something is thrilling him, and that he's so happy, and he can say thank you, he can say I'm sorry. For a woman, maybe it's hard to say I'm sorry, even though that for them it's also very easy, a lot easier than for us. But they have that ego, they have that being of being, and they have to be honored, כל כבודה בת מלך פנימה, her פנימיות is demanding respect. But our פנימיות is not demanding respect at all. We can be insulted and to admit, and it doesn't hurt at all. Where it hurts, where we don't want it to be. When we are arguing, when we're not accepting the supervision, private supervision of Hashem. But really, if you're a man, you're going to admit, you're going to say, I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Sorry for hurting you, sorry for didn't listen to you, sorry for didn't care about you at all. You're going to admit. And also, you're not going to be feel so offended and sad and like being rebuked now, being murdered, I don't know what. You're just going to, I have a mistake. And you're going to find the powers to go to the field and to ask for help from Hashem. Please, Rabbana Shel Olam, look what I'm causing to myself, to my friends, to my family. Help me to be strong. Help me to stand up, to confront myself, to be strong, not to be afraid for my Yetzer Hara. To admit, Modev Ozev Yerucham. Only when you admit, you can be Ozev, you can leave the problem, the bad midot. Before you Modev, before you confess, you cannot walk away. If you're still denying, you're stuck with it. Only when you admit, I have those lackings, and there's nothing to do. I don't know how to go out from it at all. And crazy lusts, crazy. Desires, sick. Don't know what to do. There's nothing to do, actually. Can beg. And that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to beg. And beg forever. I'm going to surrender totally to Hashem. Tell him, Mashallah. What can I do? This is a real man. This is a real man. This is a giver. But he is taking responsibility on his actions. And he's admitting, I have lackings that I'm dragging from my childhood. I have problems, mental problems. I have issues. I'm angry. And if you think that we are here talking about things that, I don't know what, are radical, I don't know, everyone needs treatment. Everyone needs therapist. Everyone outside. 100%. 100%. Even a Rav. This is why a Rav is going and talking to Hashem every day. And if he will not going to do that, he's going to get crazy. A lot faster than you can imagine. Moshe Rabbeinu, the numeral value of the word Moshe is 345. One above it is 346. It's Ratzon, the numeral value of the word will, Ratzon. One under Moshe, 344, it's Shmad. How you say Shmad in English?
Destruction.
This is Moshe. He's standing between destruction to will, to want Hashem. This is it. When he's growing, when he's succeeding, he just wants Hashem. He's not succeeding. He's not making it. He's not with Hashem. He just wants Hashem. This is success. And when he's falling, immediately he feels destruction. Chorban, Shmad, total destruction. And on that level, every Jew is standing. Like the Rebbe Milubavitch said once to a father that came to complain why his son made tshuva and why the Rebbe kidnapped that boy to hold him. One guy came to the United States for a vacation and he stayed in a Bet Chavin Chabad over there for a few years. And then he came back to visit his family in Eretz Israel. His father told him, what, he didn't come to stay? He said, no, I'm going back. He told him, I'm coming with you. He said, why? He said, I'm going to talk to your rabbi. Came to talk to Rabbi Milubavitch. Came to the Rabbi Milubavitch. Told him, Shalom Aleichem, everything. And he told him, you kidnapped my son. So he told him, Rabbi Milubavitch asked him, you felt pain when you felt that your son was lost, that for you haven't seen him for a few years? You felt horrible sorrow because of that? So he told him, yes, horrible sorrow. So the Rebbe Milubavitch answered to him and told him, I'm feeling that horrible feeling every time that every Jew falling from his level. getting far from Hashem Yitbarach in the breath of a hair. Falling one level in Avodat Hashem, I feel that sorrow for every Jew. This is the heart of the righteous people. This is the heart of the righteous people. How much they care about us. How much they're praying on us. How much they feel. We don't feel. We can fall for days and not to feel the destruction. Moshe Rabbeinu, every breath of a hair that is falling, that one of the Jews is falling for him, suffocating. He feels better to die. For every Jew, he's ready to die. To give everything. We need to feel that for ourselves, first of all. First of all, for ourselves. That mamash, every falling from what? From the will, is very dangerous for us. And to beg to Hashem Yitbarach, please, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, let me love you, let me want you, let me enjoy the Limud HaTorah. Now we started that new class here in the class of learning the Gemara with Rav Mordechai, and people are enjoying that class. To beg to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, please, let me stay in that class. Keep that class, let make it happen, let us come, that more people are gonna come, that more people are gonna feel that light, that I'm gonna feel that light. That no one have no guarantee to stay here. Not me, not you, no one. No visa for another year gonna keep you here for another year. Nothing. No one knows. No one knows. Crazy ideas, crazy thoughts, forcing from the house, from the bank, from I don't know what, from your inside, Yetzara. No one have guarantee. The only guarantee that we have is the prayers. And the prayers on what? To stay? No, on the will. You need to want to stay. I had so many tests on leaving this yeshiva that you can never imagine. There's so many offerings I had to leave the yeshiva, to go to other places for free, to receive money over there, to do things, and huge things, and to live so uncomfortable in places, and far away from all of the burning piles of trash here in the streets. And I was fighting. And if I would lose my will, I would lose everything. I had a friend exactly in the same time that we received an offer to live for free in a neighborhood called Gilo. And they offered us to live over there for free in 5-room bedrooms, apartment above the park, a new house. For free, for 1 year for free. And I had a friend from the yeshiva that the mother of his wife, his mother-in-law, she offered to them exactly in the same time to buy for them 3-bedrooms apartment in Gilo. She's going to help them in a very big amount. They're going to have mortgage. And she offered them to do that. They took it. And they told him, are you crazy? Why are you doing it? And he said, no, don't worry, I'm going to come. It's going to be a little bit hard in Shabbos, but once in a while also, me and my wife, we talked about it. Never seen him anymore. Seen him without the beard. He was working for a certain time in a bakery here. The beard was bothering him while he was working with the bread and everything to put it into the stove, so he had to take it off. Men have to have parnasa. It allows people to have hair from your beard inside of their bread. It's all imaginations. It all depends on your will. If you have a will, you're going to achieve it. You're going to have Shalom Bayit, you're going to have Parnasa, you're going to have Limud Torah, you're going to have complete Tshuva, you're going to be a righteous man. If you're just not going to drop your will, the will is the highest thing of them all. Rabbeinu is saying the thoughts of the man have such power that a man can be a millionaire, Rabbeinu is writing. He can have huge amounts of money if he will just going to keep on thinking on that thing that he wants. And will not going to break that will. Just keep on thinking on that and wanting that, you're going to bring it to your life. You're going to bring it into your life. There is no doubt about it. It all depends on your will. The letters of the word Ratzon, will, is the same letters of the word Notzav, been created. And also the same letters of the word Tzinor, that it's a pipe. Means that the will is a pipe to create things. And if you want it, אם אתה רוצה, it becomes to be a צינור that נוצר, that creates,
that yotzer, that makes it happen. Also, when it's written the word chefetz, it's an object that now you hold that chefetz, nice chefetz. So we're going to say bracha on that chefetz. That object, you're holding it, chefetz, it's also the word chafetz, that you want. Means that when you want it, you have it. Ata chafetz beze, you have that chefetz, you have it. If you want something, you're going to have it. On everything. And if a man wants to have bad things in his life, he's going to have bad things in his life. And if a man wants only good things in his life, he's going to have only good things in his life. But like we said, the physical world, things take time. For everything, there's a process. It's going to take 1 year, 2 years, until you're going to have it. But the thing is to hold on with the will, not to surrender to the thoughts. You want to be here in Eretz Israel, so you're deciding, and this is it. No matter, even if I don't know what, they're going to kick you out from their house, you're going to live in the street, you're not going to have nowhere to go to. No matter what, if you will want to stay here in Jerusalem, finally you're going to make it. If you want to keep your house functioning based on the rules of Shalom Bayit, of Chinuch Be'ahava, education with love, garden of faith, garden of peace, all of that, if you want. Even now, if your wife, she's kicking, and your children are crazy, and I don't know what, and everything looks ruined, and you don't have faith yourself, and you don't know how to bring Panasa with Tfilot, if you're going to hold the will, in 1 year, in 2 years, in 3 years, you're going to have it. People can achieve things beyond nature. With what? With prayer, with Tfilah. That the teva, the nature, is obligating something, and the prayer is canceling nature. The prayer is how that you express your will. When you're expressing your will with the tefillah, you're breaking all rules of nature. All rules of nature. There is no rule in nature that's going to stop you from achieving what that you want if you're praying on that thing that you're praying. And not to look at the number of hours that you were doing it, but I made 6 already. You made 6. If you don't do another 6, it means that you don't want it really. You wanted it in the amount of 6. If you want it really, you're going to do another 6. But I made 20 times 6 hours. All right. Hashem is checking your will. How much you want it? You want it more than 20 hours? 20 times 6? Or you want it less? This is the test. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mount Sinai 40 days and 40 nights. And when he finished, it wasn't enough. He climbed up back again to do another 40 days and nights, not eating, not drinking, just holding the wheel, fighting, arguing with Hashem Yitbarach in the best way that he could find. And you should do it in the best way that you find. You're not capable of not eating, not drinking? Great. So the best way that you're finding is while you're eating, while you're drinking, to argue with Hashem, to pray, to beg, to convince. You cannot do 6 every day, once a week, even you cannot do 1 hour a day. You're making it? Great. Half an hour a day? Work on one issue. Even in the minimum. It's great. So it will not going to take you 2 years to achieve it. It's going to take you 17 years. Alright? It's going to take you 20 years to achieve it. Can you imagine what it's going to be when you're going to achieve it in 20 years? Alright, you're davening on guarding your eyes, on being holy, on being righteous. You are not going to have it today. What can you do? Not even next year. In 20 years, when you're going to be 50, when you're going to be 60. Let's say that when you're going to be 60, you're going to guard your eyes in a perfect way. Can it be better than that? Can you bless yourself in something better than that? To be a righteous man, a holy man, when you're going to be 60? No, I want it today. This is Yetzer Hara. That will never going to let you have it at all. You need to understand that things take time. Things take time. But if you're going to hold the will, it will happen. And the will means not to drop Hashem Yitbarach, not to let it go, never. If it's talking about panasa, if it's talking about simcha, happiness, if it's talking about yeshuva dat, to have clear mind, not to have bad thoughts all day long. Every one of us have thoughts, crazy thoughts, all day long. Seeing a car, getting crazy. Seeing a man, getting crazy. Seeing people learning Gemara, getting crazy. Seeing a woman, even more crazy. Seeing money, oy vey, what's going to be? Oh, thoughts, crazy thoughts, changing our thoughts. Confusions, what can you do?
Nothing.
Except of praying. How can you guard your eyes in 100% in one day? Rav Shalom said yesterday, it's like a joke. To think that you can guard your eyes today just because that you want, it's like someone that decided first time that he came to the gym that he's going to be able to lift 1,000 kilograms, like the, I don't know what, 300 kilograms, like the coach over there, the trainer. He's able because he's for 20 years over there, or 5, 10, 6, 7 years, eating well, sleeping well, practicing every day for hours and eating proteins, 20 eggs, two breads, I don't know what, live like a sick man on that point. So he achieved it after 5 years, he can push 400 kilograms. Great, now you came and you want that also. And you think that because that you want it, you're going to be able to. You cannot even roll that mishkolet, that weight. You cannot move it. It's too heavy for you. But if you're going to start with 3 eggs a day and practice 2 hours every day, run a little bit and start, stop smoking and stop drinking alcohol and slowly get rid of all of your bad habits. And Bezrat Hashem, going to work on yourself. And Bezrat Hashem, after a few years, 5 years, 6 years, you can achieve that. Maybe even more, who knows? It all depends on your will. In spirituality, it's like that. You want to guard your eyes. You cannot. This is what this is to do like that, like Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. It means 1,000 kilograms. You cannot do that. Even that you really want to. Mamash, with all of your heart. You cannot. It's going to take you a few years of banging pillars while you're walking and stamping on people in bus stops and being insulted so many times from wife and family. And I don't know what, lack of ability to function in a normal way, and a lot of problems, and a lot of prayers. A lot of prayers, a lot of itbodedut, hours of prayers. Finally, you're gonna have it. Finally, in 10 years, in 17 years, maybe even in 30, 40, 50 years. And you're in a rush, you're running somewhere, you're in a rush. You're doing your hishtadlut. You're doing your hishtadlut. We came to this world to do as much as we can. You cannot do more than 1 hour a day. You cannot do. You can do 1 hour and a half. Great, but you cannot do more than that. Every day 6 hours. My wife, I'm sorry. This is it. I need to be righteous, and I'm sacrificing you and the children for that. It's not right. It's not what that Hashem wants. Hashem wants yeshuva dat, that you're going to function like a father, that you're going to throw the garbage. You remember I told you that story once, that one of Avrech came to his rabbi, I don't remember who was it, one of the biggest rabbis, and came to him and told him that he's got a problem, that his wife, she's insulting him, she's rebuking him, that he's not helping in the house, and she's forcing him to throw away the trash, the garbage every day, and it's not honorable because he's a rab already. And so the Rab told him, Bezrat Hashem, let's talk about it a little bit later, and rejected him. In the next morning, at 7 a.m., he heard knocking on the door. And he opened the door, and he see the Rab, he's standing in front of his house. And he asked him, Rab, you need something? He said, I came to help you with the trash. For the Rab, it's not a problem. For you, it's a problem. Why? Because you're arrogant. For the Rab, it's not. Chazan Ish. The Rabbi was the Chazan Ish. Came to his door, knocked on his door, and I came to help you with the garbage. It's not a problem. So to carry the garbage, it's a mashal. It's a story, it's a tale. So now you have, what, example? It's an example. But you can find it in your life in a lot of things. Now, for you, you need to eat. And you check yourself and you eat like an animal. Alright, but you need for now to keep on eating like an animal, because if not, you sleep like an animal. All right, for hours, 8, 10, 12 hours every day. You hate it. All right, but listen. If you're not going to sleep well, if you're not going to eat well, well means like your body demands, you're going to get crazy. You're going to be so angry and frustrated. And you're going to explode. And you're going to damage your wife a lot more than those hours that you're asleep. That she's willing to pay. If you can sleep even more, it's going to help her. For that, she's perfect. The best. You need to accept the fact that things take time. And patience. And to know that all of the time Hashem Yitbarach loves us. And Hashem loves you not because that you're righteous. So the proof for that is that Hashem started to help you to do tshuva when you were not righteous at all. When you were very far from righteousness. All of that concept of righteousness was foreign for you when you started to do tshuva. And now the Yetzirah is growing with you, so he's starting to rebuke you and to tell you bad things on yourself when you're progressing. Exactly. This is the way of the Yetzirah. But he doesn't want you to progress. He doesn't want you to succeed. He just wants you to feel bad with yourself. You're going to fall to sadness. That sadness, this is the murderer of the will. The worst kind of poison for the man's will is the sadness. So he's blaming you. You're not learning right. You're not guarding your eyes. Look, you saw that woman. You were observing. You were checking her. You were doing this. You were thinking about it. And money, and I don't know what, and you're lazy, you're not waking up in the morning for prayers, for tefillot, not praying in a minyan, and you're tefillin, and you're not sure even that you're doing it right, maybe you're not fulfilling your obligations at all, maybe all of your limud is going to sitra achra, I'm learning 4 hours every day in the yeshiva, and it's all going to sitra achra. Interesting. When I was living in the United States and I wasn't learning even 4 minutes a day, then everything was good. Now that I'm in Jerusalem, in Beit Midrash, 4 hours a day, now it's all going to Sitra Achra. Interesting. Which Gemara is saying that? I never saw. It's all imaginations. It's all imaginations of Yetzirah. No, all of your tefillot are going to the dark side, to the evil side, to the demons. Lies. Lashon Hara. Complete Lashon Hara. You're not respecting your wife. You hurt your wife. You insulted her today. So what? You remember what I was doing 5 years ago to my wife? Oh no, we're ignoring that. If I would marry her when I was chiloni, when I was unconnected to Arav Shalom at all, how poor she was then. Now she's in a very good condition. I was insulting her, you're right. I rebuked her, you're right. She was crying, you're right. Everything is right, no doubt. She also needs to say very much thank you to Hashem Yitbarach on that. It's a very good condition. Even though that I want to be better, I want to. But I'm not capable of. Baruch Hashem, I'm trying not to rebuke her. And I'm rebuking her a lot less. Even though that I'm still, and it's hard, and it's wrong. And I need to do tshuva. But I'm working on myself. And you need to have a lot of courage to accept your lackings. To accept yourself as you are. I'm not making money, I don't know how to make money, I'm not... Baruch Hashem, 10 years ago you were a thief. Now Baruch Hashem, you're working on yourself not to steal. Baruch Hashem, 10 years ago you were a thief. And now Baruch Hashem, you're not stealing, or you don't have money. Great. And you're not killing for it. And you're not hurting people for it. And you're not doing horrible things for it. Think on your progress. Remember where you came from and where you're holding today. You're in amazing condition, each and every one of us. Amazing, amazing, amazing condition in all of the, how do I say, keshet?
Spectrum.
Mamash, on every detail, on every attribute, in the ones that you're the lowest, mamash, the ones that you have the biggest problems of them all with that one. Anger, tavat ni'uf, I don't know what, arrogant. It's a joke. Now you're arrogant. You find yourself arrogant. Alright, you're answering, you're talking back, you're answering back, you're not accepting the rebuke, the insultings. Great. This is arrogant. You remember yourself 10 years ago walking like a peacock. This was arrogant. No connection to Torah at all. No respect for Chachamim at all. Can insult Arab Ovadia Yosef, can insult the Chazon Ish, can laugh on the Chafetz Chaim, can laugh on the Baal Shem Tov. No connection to nothing. disgracing everything that is holy. Now you're in a shame. Then you're in a shame. Now you progressed a lot. A lot. You need to have a lot of courage to take that attitude in life. But this is the right approach. To be positive. To believe that you have a will that just wants Hashem Yitbarach from inside. And to support that will. And to support yourself. And even when someone else is chasing you and rebuking you, your wife, your friends, your family, your mother, screaming at you, telling you you're all wrong, you're all bad, you're evil, you're cruel. Inside you should listen, you should say, yes, you're right. But inside, say it's not true. She's blaming my body, he's blaming my function, my ability is great. But inside, I'm very good man. I'm a very holy neshama that just wants Hashem. All of those rebukes is that I'm going to do tshuva. I'm accepting it. It's from Hashem Yitbarach. I'm going to confess. I'm going to do tshuva. I'm taking it seriously. But to hate myself on all of those blames, I'm not going to. I am a Jew. I'm holy. I have a soul inside of me. That soul is pure. It's holy. It just wants Hashem. And with that I'm going to work. I'm going to let myself be who that I really am. I'm going to express myself in my Itbodedut. I'm going to express myself in my Limud. I'm going to learn things that are going to develop my Nefesh, my soul. I'm going to work on my Midot. I'm going to try to talk more with friends, with people, with family, with my children. Rav Shalom said in Shabbos, in Seudah Shlishit, I wasn't here, one of the friends told me what Rav Shalom was talking about. He was talking about Nekudat HaChaver, the point of a friend in Avodat Hashem. Everyone should have Nekudat HaTzadik, that he's got a righteous man, and he's got to have a point. There is Hashem, there is the righteous man, the Tzadik, and there is Nekudat HaChaver, point of a friend. Who is that friend? Rav Shalom said, that friend is your son. That friend, Nekudat HaChaver, is your son. You need to learn how to talk to your son. That your son is going to be your best friend. That you and your son are going to serve Hashem Yitbarach together. This is Nekudat HaChaver. This is the point of a friend that you should have in your life. To work on that. Everyone from his place, from his point. To work on yourself. That you're going to be a good father. That's able to talk to your sons, to your family. To be a good husband. That can talk to your wife. Can listen to her. Can support her. To be a good friend. To talk to people, to be a good ear, to be a wall that people can lean on you, can count on you, can share with you. In every point, to try to be there for Hashem Yitbarach. For you, Hashem, I'm dedicating my life, I'm giving my time for you, my effort for you, my money for you, my neshama for you, my wisdom for you, my talents for you, all for you. Giving it all back, Ma'ale, lifting it all back to Hashem. Thank you very much. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, thank you very much. Okay.